everybody. Welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes. I'm here again, and I'm joined, of course, by my, you know, forever friend, Augie, the man with the statistics, the man with the numbers, who kind of backs up the stuff I make up with facts. So where are we going to start this week? And of course, all eyes are on the States, right? You know, the big Don hits the ground running. You know, he's knocking them out of the park, executive orders here, a few faux pas there. But he's really, you know, making some progress. It's quite impressive. And his best man, his boy in the back seat, Big Elon, you know, the drama over his I love you too wave, let's call it, from the heart signal. It seems to kind of caught on a bit, Augie, over there. I mean, a lot of people now are getting into this, right? Even men of the cloth, as we call them over this way. Yes, man of religion. What was this gentleman's name? Calvin Robinson. Calvin Robinson sounds very, very Scottish, you know, and he's from the Diet Coke Catholic Church, which is basically the Anglicans, you know, the sugar-free Catholics. You know, they kind of pick a few rules, you know, take a bit, add a bit. Let's have a look at Calvin getting, let's say, animated about Elon's signalling. Let's have a look at it. Run the video, Augie.
This is the last stand for Christendom. It's make or break time. The whole of the old world is crumbling. Every country in Europe is embracing death. America, as far as I could see, is the only country fighting for life. And that's down to you guys.
English,
so
man.
God bless all of you for what you're doing. Please keep doing it. I hope that I can encourage you. And my heart goes out to you. God bless.
Oh, no. Give me a break. He did it. He did the full on. My heart goes out. He was kind of taking the mic. But he had a long and illustrious career after that. Right, Augie? Everything went well for him?
He got kicked out.
You know, and speaking of, you know, Nazi salutes and the sort of signalling that it involves, the Big Don has decided to open a new concentration camp. A new concentration camp, I hear you say, Augie? Maybe not. The idea has been around quite a while. The British first developed them in South Africa during the Boer War, starving the wives and children of Boer fighters who refused to put down their weapons. You know, the baton was then taken up, of course, by the Americans in the Second World War, imprisoning about 120,000 Japanese civilians, many of them born in America, and putting them in camps. Nearly 2,000 of them died in those camps. Several of them were shot dead by the guards. And a long time later, they were given 20 grand each by the Americans and a big sorry note. But Augie, they've decided to sort of double down on the Guantanamo thing. But everything, it was like, it was kind of like a more of a, like a holiday camp Guantanamo, right? It wasn't, it was, you were going to get some kind of good treat. I'd say 2-star. Well, you know, what went under.
It was a typical American holiday season place with the, you know, with what they call enhanced interrogation methods.
Uh-huh.
Fun time you can have with your family with waterboarding,
yeah.
Forced feeding. We reported about this on RT. Uh-huh. Beatings, sleep deprivation, and much, much more.
Yeah, it sounds like your average sort of London hotel. And on the other side of the spectrum of US society, of course, are people like Bill Gates. He's kind of a terrifying character, isn't he? A dude in a jumper. You know, should you trust someone who looks like they kind of buy their clothes in a charity shop, but they're like a trillionaire? I don't know, Augie. You know, and, you know, people like Bill get, they get a pass, don't they? They get to talk completely about vaccines. They get to make stuff up, basically. They get to sort of advocate for, you know, dramatic you know, implications for ordinary people who don't want to play along with the big game. But meanwhile, the people that they're playing with, their little friends, people like you know who, you know, when they hang out with them or, you know, go and play ping pong at their house, they get to just say sorry, right, Augie?
Yeah, and, you know, donate a little bit to Donald Trump, have a nice dinner with him, and you're clear to go.
So here's an interesting video, right, Augie, of our friend Bill Gates, the dude in a jumper. I just don't trust him. Talking about his non-friendship with Jeffrey. Now, that's he's on a first-name basis with Jeffrey, but he's not his friend. Yeah, you know, he looks a bit sweaty to me. You know, not like Prince Andrew, who can't sweat at all, but he started to sweat when people started to ask him about his friendship with Jeffrey. Run the video, Augie.
Do you think, looking back at that moment, that you were being played?
Think carefully, Bill.
Well, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
In retrospect, I was foolish to spend any time with him.
Jeffrey.
And he sort of, you know, got time with various people by spending time with other people.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah, let me think my way out of this one. Keep digging, Bill.
It would help me with global health philanthropy.
Give me a break. Come on, we know what you were doing.
Has it made you more
We
aware?
Know what you did last summer, Bill.
Connections.
Definitely.
Dirty
bastard. I mean, are you kidding?
Yeah.
No, you're not elected, but I think it's
I can't sweat anymore, like Prince Andrew.
To any world leader out there. Who's the last world leader that you spoke to?
Because of how engaged the foundation is in these global health issues.
Yeah, you own the whole f***ing NGO scenario, bro. You're just such a full of sh-, you know. It's nice to see them wiggle and squirm, though, right? So, you see, what do you think, guys at home? You know, do you think Bill wasn't really pally with Jeffrey? Because he certainly tried to make that out, Augie. But Augie, of course, has been rooting around in the, you know, dustbins of the internet and has come up with a few little nuggets which may suggest that old Bill is talking sh-. Augie?
Oh, yeah. He seems to be full of sh-. Oh. Because according to NYT, in fact, beginning in 2011, Mr. Gates met with Mr. Epstein on numerous occasions, including at least three times at his palatial Manhattan townhouse.
Not friends.
And at least once staying late into the night.
Completely accidental. Jeffrey.
But that's not it, Shay. There is more.
To this non-friendship.
Mr. Epstein spoke with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and also JP Morgan Chase, you know, about a proposed multi-billion dollar charitable fund, an arrangement that had the potential to generate enormous fees for Mr. Epstein. Definitely not friends.
But it's enough friendship. It's nothing happened. So another interesting story this week was also in the US, and it kind of also relates to big amounts of money in its own way. An F-35, the US superjet, you know, the plane that's going to basically dominate the skies across the globe, not doing a very good job of it. Another one dropped out of the sky. Thankfully, thank God, the pilot ejected safely. Very dramatic stuff. Let's have a look at the video and then let's have a talk about the superjet. Run it, Augie.
There you
Here
go.
It comes. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's falling like a brick.
Boom, like wow. Boom. And then you see the dude coming down in the parachute. Wow. So dramatic stuff, right? Again, great, nobody hurt. But Augie, at least we know that a fleet of fully operational F-35s are, you know, patrolling the skies of the United States, keeping America safe from its enemies, right? And there's more and more of them arriving every year to do that, right, Augie? Correct?
According to the numbers, Jay, in 2020, the number of F-35 jets that were mission-ready was 71%.
Mission-ready is drivel speak for that could fly, right?
It could fly for a couple of minutes,
okay,
at least.
Okay.
70%, not bad, really. But
70%.
In 2024, the number is 48%. And according to the Government Accountability Office, the full life cycle cost for the F-35, which consists of purchasing, operating, and sustaining the aircraft, has surpassed more than $2 trillion.
Yeah, and the Russians, Augie, also have their own little 35, but it's a Sukhoi, it's an Su-35, right? Now, tell us how much, we're gonna talk about DeepSeek, and we're gonna talk about how the West is completely frauding itself with this delusionism about costs. So tell us about the F-35 and the Su-35. How much does the Russian one cost and how much does the American one cost? Just as a little bit of an angle, what is it?
So our dear viewers, as you remember, F-35 costs around $100 million each. So Su-35 costs around 2 billion rubles, which is, in fact, $20 million.
So it's you can get five of the Russian jets for one of the American ones. And the Russian ones don't keep dropping out of the sky. Fighting with shovels. So, you know, you got to ask yourself, you know, Doge first first on the list, you know, where are we heading today, Grandpa? Oh, we're heading to the Pentagon. You're going to knock on a few doors there, Doge. And another door you might need to knock on or get knocked off on and find out who's getting screwed. Usually the U.S. taxpayer in Ukraine, in Europe, all around the world. And it seems the U.S. taxpayer is helping people get screwed, not in Maryland or Virginia or in good old New York. York, but in Gaza. Indeed. You guys are paying for the condoms for the Hamas boys and their little party. You know, they don't like a drink. They're not into, a hedonistic lifestyle. Well, maybe not. Augie, is it correct that the United States has paid $50 million, the U.S. taxpayer has paid $50 million to, for a giant cover-up in Gaza?
That's according to the U.S. state spokesperson. Uh-huh. Here's the deal. They claim that they were planning to spend $50 million on condoms for Gaza, and apparently that's enough to buy 5 packs of condoms for each Gazan citizen. That includes women and, of course, just newborn babies who need condoms most of all.
Oh, Jesus. Run the video.
Doge and OMB also found that there was about to be $50 million taxpayer dollars that went out the door to fund condoms in Gaza. That is a preposterous waste of taxpayer money.
Oh, give me a break. Is that real? Can that be true? I think it's a giant cover-up. And talking about, complete waste of money, delusionism, the deep seek thing, right? You know what deep seek is? The big Chinese AI that's kind of rolled into town and basically kicked the stool out from under the big spenders in the US. It kind of reminds me of this, we all had this moment in life when you come up with a great idea, hey, I know how to boil an egg, I know how to peel an egg, I've come up with a fantastic device. And, you do the drawings and you're running around the house and then you go on the internet and some dude had already done it like 20 years ago and you feel like a complete ass. And Augie, I think we can say that's an interesting analogy for how the American trillion-dollar tech industry feels when the Chinese roll into town, $5 million, and basically do exactly what you've been doing for the last 10 years, but do it better for all money. Yes, it's called getting completely Uber.
But wait, Che, there's a solution.
Uh-huh.
Start running the super mega ultra American copium.
Augie, activate the copium alarm. Run the video.
The Chinese labs, they have more H100s than people think.
And these are the highest powered NVIDIA chips that they were not supposed to have.
Yes. My understanding is that, has about 50,000 H100s.
How dare they come up with a solution that costs a fraction of your one, you frauds. They f***ed you. They completely screwed you. Kind of like Hamas with the condoms. You're going to bend over and take it, America.
So let's look at these topics that they use to cope with somebody being more first than America.
Okay.
Chinese have some secret, hidden AI chips by NVIDIA, which somehow this guy, the Scale AI CEO, knows about.
Uh-huh.
They're completely secret, but this guy knows about them.
So secret, some dude with a mop on his head, knows about it. It's just incredible.
Because that kind of copium didn't really help raise the NVIDIA stocks anymore.
Yeah.
They used the other one, which is OpenAI crying that the Chinese stole their model. They used the OpenAI ChatGPT to train their model.
We're going to come to the theft of technology from the United States in about 2 minutes. We're coming. And of course, while the American client media sort of piles on, they get the call, bail us out here. This is dangerous. DeepSeek is dangerous. They're gathering your data. They're watching what you do. They're stealing information. Yeah, it's called the NSA. It's called Google. It's called Facebook. Because they all do exactly the same. And they actually do more. Because remember the NSA, a guy called Mr. Snowden, down the road here in a burger bar, saw him on the way to work. He revealed the scale of the US state's surveillance on its own people and its allies. Correct, Angela? And as much as we love the big Don here on the Moscow Mules, we also have to keep him on a tight lead when he starts making it up. And politicians make stuff up, And the big Don is no exception. He recently, in an interview a couple of days back, said that, someone asked him, what about the Russians? The Russians are way ahead, they're way ahead in hypersonic technology. And the big Don, he kind of decided, well, they stole it from us. They stole our technology. It's our technology. It's beautiful. They stole it. They took it from us. Now, it's interesting. How do you, I want to ask you this question. How do you steal something that you don't have from somebody, right? So it's like, I'm going to steal $1 million from Augie. But Augie, you don't have $1 million, right?
Everything is possible in America.
So you don't have $1 million. The Americans don't have the hypersonic technology, which has actually been demonstrated in Ukraine. Oreshnik, anybody? But the Americans are saying that the Russians stole what they don't have to make what the Russians do have. Mm-hmm. Deepseek Oreshnik. Krasavchik.
And Russia is hypersonic. We don't. Oh, you
because
ready?
Because during Obama's administration, they stole the design for the...
What?
Russia stole the design. They got it from...
Us.
Us. Some yeah. bad person.
And they stole it from the American embassy in the BRICS country of Spain.
I authorized the building of hypersonic, and we're doing super hypersonic, actually, which is even a step better.
Don't stop. But, stop.
And we'll have them starting fairly shortly. But Russia got them and they built them.
Yeah.
Whereas they stole them during the Obama administration.
They stole them from the Spanish embassy
from Biden. We are
in Portugal during the BRICS conference.
The hypersonic stuff. And they made hypersonic missiles.
Don, please. You're good at, stick with what you're good at. Stop making stuff.
Here's the thing, Che. I think Americans are so unable to comprehend an idea that somebody could make new technologies cheaper and better than America, you know, after 100 years of dominating the planet. The only way they can cope with it is by telling themselves that
it was stolen.
They stole it. Yeah. And you know what? We don't mind it. Keep telling yourself that you're first, that all this money you spend is spent on purpose and fairly, because what we really don't want here at Moscow Mules is American Pentagon being efficient. No, thank you.
You know, and let's not forget, America is first in a lot of things. It's a great country, very innovative, great people. But, you know, you got to ask yourself the following question. In reality, maybe it's an uncomfortable question. What's the point in having all this good stuff if you're going to kick the crap out of it every time you see it? You know, these autonomous vehicles, is it safe to go around the American cities in these vehicles, Augie? I'm not too sure. And evidence suggests that you'd be better off staying at home on the PlayStation. You won't be getting one in Russia. And playing a simulator, because outside on them streets, they is mean streets, brother. Run the video, Augie.
Also make sure you're in the gated community.
So this is a Tesla.
This is what happens to autonomous vehicles in the streets.
So the vehicle, because there's nobody driving it, the dudes think I can just smash the crap out of it, right? That's the psychology. Because there's no one there to call the cops. There's no one there. So it's no one in it. No one owns it, right? This is the attitude, right? No one in there. We can just smash it and take whatever we want, right?
I'm not sure they're even taking anything. They're just smashing the shit out of it. Because, you know, f*** your robots.
Just smash it. F*** the robots. Completely agree. And while the big Don is kind of, you know, wading through his problems over there, he has definitely declared war on wokeness, the DEI stuff. He's really, really delivered on a lot of that stuff. And he's shaking the tree and all sorts of stuff is falling out, right, Augie? Including this gentleman in a dress. Who is a guy who was transgender, whatever that means. I don't know what bits were taken off or put back on. And, you know, looking pretty good in the photograph here and the video, complaining that when they renewed their passport, instead of F for female, there was a big M, a big horrible M, M for male. Oh, terrible. Run the video, Augie.
In case you're wondering what it's like being transgender under this new administration, I just got my new passport in the mail, and they changed the gender to male.
Oh.
Because of
Donald Trump. How terrible. You are a man. What's like a...
In case y'all want proof, there's my picture.
You are a man. Why would you not put M on the thing? M.
Yay.
You're a man.
Literal hell.
And guess what? The big Don's crusade to rid the world of wokeism seems to be having a bit of an impact on this side of the Atlantic as well. With the Latvian president, no less, that powerhouse country of Latvia, revealing that, you know, when he came out and said he was gay, openly gay, you know, now he's decided that's, yeah, no, forget it. I didn't reset. But you said you were gay, Edgar. Well, I was a bit gay. I wasn't gay, but my boyfriend was, kind of stuff, right? For serious, yeah, for real. Watch this. Run the video, Augie.
You made history, the first openly gay president in the world.
Oh,
okay, but I wonder then how you view what you're hearing from Donald Trump on LGBT
well, that's all,
rights.
I do hope that we are not going to see the backsliding.
Backsliding. Yeah. You know, see, you've seen a bit of backsliding in your time, Edgar.
But that was a long time ago.
Oh, but that's all in the past now. So I've got to give you a warning now, because I think what we're about to show you is probably one of the most cringeable, retarded, delusionist drivel fest that you're ever going to see on Moscow Mules. And that's saying a lot. We've pumped out a lot of drivel, a lot of delusional freak show. But this really, I think, Augie takes the biscuit. This is an American, you know, Hollywood movie. And we all know Hollywood is, you know, the hotbed of liberalism and libtardation and, you know, the woke agenda. You know, the global homo HQ is in Hollywood, right, Augie? And they've come up with this movie about a Mexican drug dealer who decides to escape from the cartels. not if Don has anything to do with it, come across the border and head to America to become a woman, to get transformed into a lady. It can't happen, you know, to get all the bits put on to make it look that way. This is real, and it received 13 Oscar nominations. Right, Augie? This is how screwed Hollywood is. Run the video, Augie.
Hello, very nice to meet you. I'd like to know about sex change.
I forgot to tell you. Worse, it's a musical.
Men to woman, a woman to men.
Man to woman.
From penis to vagina.
Penis to vagina?
Is it penis for you?
For me?
It doesn't even rhyme.
What would you like to know about it, madam?
I want to know it all. What is the protocol, the techniques and the
protocol?
Risks? How many operations?
What is this? I mean, is this serious? If somebody help us.
Yes.
Please, somebody
yes.
Help America.
Yes.
Someone's got to invade America. North Korea, Iran, you know,
yes.
Anybody. Get in there and help
yes.
These people.
Laryngoplasty.
Yes.
Control laryngoplasty.
What is that?
Adam's apple reduction.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't even know what to say about that. I know what to say. I mean, that is the bottom of the barrel when it comes to this propagandized shite.
We're definitely making Adam's apple reduction operation for you.
Oh, fuck yeah. But is it a surprise, Organis, that... You know, the German Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, you know, that dynamo of democracy and common sense is also deluded. He must have gone to university in one of those kind of places where they're not teaching you history, that's for sure. Because Olaf decided to thank the United States for freeing his country and making it a democracy again. Yeah, that's correct. It was the United States that, you know, freed Germany from the yoke of Nazism. Forget the fact that the Nazis, you know, a hell of a lot of them joined the army and went overseas and killed lots of people. Mm-hmm, yeah, we knew nothing about what was happening in the camp. And the first thing we knew was when we saw the Americans coming with the dollars. Did you? You know exactly what was going on. Anyway, Olaf has decided to congratulate America. Suddenly, you know, nothing to do with Trump coming in, cutting off the money, you know, ending the war in Ukraine. And suddenly, good old Olaf is a scholar of history, arse about face history. Won the video, Augie.
We are very happy about the United States that freed our country and helped us to become a democracy again.
Yes.
And this is...
Yes, we have. yeah, exactly. Such bullshit. I mean, look, they're so desperate to fawn over the big Don now. Like, they're literally falling. We saw, you know, Starmer Fuhrer last week, you know, congratulating him after saying he hated him. Now you've got the likes of Stoltz, you know, what a dumbbell, what a dumpkopf. Oh, I hate that guy. But anyway, let's talk about the actual reality. It was the Soviet Union who liberated Berlin, if I am not mistaken, Organis.
Absolutely. And 80% of German divisions that were destroyed by the Soviet Union forces.
Thank you, USA. Augie, another interesting fact that passed during the past week, where Mr. Scholz and Stoffler decided that America liberated Germany, was the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi death camp, Nazi, run by the Germans, inconvenient fact, Olaf, was liberated by the Soviet Red Army. But guess who wasn't asked to the party? The Russians. So the Germans who did the killing, and the Poles who built a lot of the camps for them, are there. The Ukrainians are there, who populated the 14th SS Division, worked in the camps. The Latvians, the Lithuanians, who gleefully trolled through the villages for a bottle of vodka, exposing their Jewish neighbors, throwing them in ditches, executing them en masse. They were all invited, but the Soviets, the Russians, who did the fighting and dying to liberate these camps, were left outside the gate. Welcome to the Fourth Reich. Welcome to the EU. Well, that brings us to the end of another rapid-fire hell hop through Hades, which is basically the West, where you spend trillions and trillions of dollars for things like AI. That isn't really AI. It's not that intelligent at all. The Chinese have just demonstrated that you can get a lot better bang for your buck by actually working hard, educating yourselves. Look at the war in Ukraine. It's another $1 trillion screw-up, like Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Libya. But they're going to keep pumping the money in, and the global homo elite who are flying their flag on the war machine are going to keep waving it until the very last day of Rome, until it all falls on its ass. And guess who's going to be there watching the video alongside you, our dear friends, myself and Augie. And we'll see you right here next week. Hold a show. We'll be right back.